there, and welcome to the H2Know podcast. H2Know offers deeper insights into challenges, solutions, science, and research related to our vital water resources. Today, we're going to visit with Dr. Justin Chapin to learn more about the harmful algal blooms, or HABs, in Lake Erie. And now for our interview with Dr. Chapin. Justin, thanks so much for being with us today on the H2Know podcast. We're excited to learn more from you and your expertise about Lake Erie harmful algal blooms. But first, why don't you introduce yourself to the students?
My name is Justin Chaffin. I'm the research coordinator at Ohio State University and Ohio Sea Grant Stone Laboratory. We are located on South Bass and Gibraltar Islands in the western basin of Lake Erie. My area of expertise is studying harmful algal blooms in Lake Erie, and we study what causes the blooms to develop, what causes the blooms to be toxic, what causes the blooms to be non-toxic.
So Justin, you and your team study harmful algal blooms. From a scientific perspective, could you give us an overview or introduction into algae in Lake Erie?
There are hundreds or thousands types of algae in lakes. The type of algae that we're talking about is called cyanobacteria. And it's the cyanobacteria that are responsible for these large biomasses of algae. There's lots of good types of algae in the lake. The good types of algae in the lake, they feed the bottom of the food web. So the small shrimp-like creatures, they eat good algae. And then the small shrimp-like creatures, which we call zooplankton, then are ate by small fish, and then small fish are eaten by the big fish. And algae also produce a lot of oxygen in the water. So if it wasn't for algae, the lakes would be sterile. But it's when you have too much of the wrong type of algae, that's what causes the problems. And that's what we're talking about today is are the bad types of algae that we call cyanobacteria. You also might hear the term blue-green algae or harmful algal bloom. So they're all the same thing. So it's only a few types of bad algae that we're really focusing on.
Within our H2Know case study, we've already reviewed some information about the unique characteristics and conditions of Lake Erie that impact or intensify this challenge. Could you please talk a little bit about that?
There's two key components. One, the water has to be warm. These blooms only occur during the summer. And two, there has to be high levels of phosphorus and nitrogen for the blooms to reach their highest levels. So temperature, warm temperature, and high levels of nutrients such as nitrogen and phosphorus.
There seems to be additional concern or attention on algae in the spring and summer months for the areas near Lake Erie. What's the reasoning for that?
So for Lake Erie, the critical time of nutrient loading is March through July, so the springtime. In the springtime, when we have a lot of rain, we get a lot of runoff. That runoff enters the lake, and we have high nutrient concentrations in the lake, which leads to a larger bloom. When we have a drought during the springtime, there's less runoff, there's less nutrients getting in the lake, and there's a smaller bloom.
We will hear more from Justin in just a bit. But right now, let's go back to the H2Know site to take a closer look at Lake Erie algal blooms and the unique characteristics of the lake.